Hello and welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast. This is Jimmy Kim, I'm your host, and welcome to episode number 2. I released the first episode on Monday and I've received so much positive feedback. I really appreciate it. I could feel the love. I was so nervous hitting that send button on iTunes. You have no idea. Which leads me into something that I want to talk about, which is putting yourself out there. And that's something that Dave Stewart, our guest later today, he's going to be doing. He's going to be putting himself out there. I think everyone can agree that putting yourself out there can be really tough. And I can tell you, by this whole experience of putting this podcast together and getting it online, I get this opportunity to meet with you and to interact with you and to speak with you, or that I would never have had a chance to do before. But also on the other side of things, I know I open myself up publicly to make mistakes, which will lead to criticism, negativity, and embarrassment. So why do all this in the first place? Why would I put myself out there? Why would I put myself through this hardship and pain? And that's because of the goal that I set for myself, and that is to share my message about what fitness means to me. And that is that there's more than one way to eat, train, and live your life. That it isn't always about abs or squats or being the best of the best at something or making it social media worthy. That there's something out there for you, for your mom, for me, your friend. And it's okay that we don't train the same, or we eat the same, or even have the same goals. I can tell you that this goal of mine, it makes me feel uncomfortable, but determined to do. And that's what a goal should mean to you. If your current fitness goal is to get slimmer or to lose weight, and you aren't doing it, or you're restarting it every Monday, or every month, or every year, then pick a different goal. And I'll never say that shaping your body or wanting to lose weight is a bad goal. It's perhaps just the wrong reason right now. There are so many different ways to be physically active. There's so many different reasons to be physically active. There's so many worthwhile reasons to get your butt moving that will actually work. But most of all, you'll enjoy doing. You just need to take a few minutes to think, but more so than anything, feel what that is. So if you have a fitness goal, or even just a goal in general, pause this podcast, take a couple seconds, take a couple minutes, think about what it is, feel what that means to you, feel what that's going to get you, and come on back and let's listen to Dave. So today's episode is something different. So Thursday's episodes are going to be a little bit different than Monday's. Every Thursday for the next 12 weeks, we're going to be speaking with Dave Stewart. Dave will actually be doing the 12-week Remix My Fitness coaching program with me. And he's actually agreed to do this live over the next couple weeks on the podcast. So I've actually already started with Dave. We're a couple weeks in. I have to say I'm a little nervous again, because I don't know what the results are going to be. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to help him. I want to be able to sit here and tell you that I have 100% success rate. But sometimes there are times when things come up and we have to stop a coaching call midway, a coaching session midway through, or it just sometimes things just don't work out. So I'm hoping, got my fingers crossed, that things will work out for us for the next 12 weeks. We'll be able to follow the ups and downs of Dave, and you'll notice that over the next coming weeks that the length of time of each episode will be a little bit different. And that really depends on some of the things that we talk about. Sometimes we might talk about some personal stuff that I've chosen not to air. So some episodes might be a little bit longer than others, but I think I put in all the important points into each episode. So we're going to go meet Dave. in this first week, we get to meet Dave, get to know a little bit about him and some of the goals that he has. This is where I'll take my first crack at figuring out who Dave is, what are some of the activities that he might like, what are some action steps that we can put into place right away. And week by week, we'll be slowly honing in on more and more specific goals that he has, more and more specific action plans will be put into place to get there. So you'll get to see, I'll give you a little hint. We do set some preliminary goals here, but you'll see that in the coming weeks, and this is very normal, that some of these goals will start to change and start to evolve, and we'll start moving towards one and possibly moving away another. So without further ado, here's Dave Stewart. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, like where you hail from, where were you born, maybe your age, if you don't mind sharing.
Yep, totally. No, I'm a Oregonian, kind of full on, haven't really left. I haven't really lived anywhere else, lived all around Oregon. But down here in the USA, and I'm actually sitting here in a area that's adjacent to a 50 acre natural area. So I'm like all about outdoors and, that's the kind of thing I love, just being outdoors and, pretty straightforward. As long as you give me a fishing rod and get me out there, and I'm pretty much good to go.
Okay. And would you mind sharing your age, and do you yep. have like, who do you live with? If you live with anybody?
Yep. I'm 43 and I live with three other people. Megan, who's my partner, she is a little bit younger than me, and I have two girls, 4 and 6, Juna and Leela. And
why don't you walk me through maybe your fitness journey? What would you, do you recall like your first moment that you got into fitness or something yep. something in school, or you played sports yep. or anything like that?
I mean high school for sure. I was basketball and baseball were my things. So especially basketball, I was the person getting up early before school playing basketball, and then it was all basketball pretty much.
Huh. What position did you play in basketball?
Point guard. Going into college, I think I wasn't really ever a gym type of person. I have had many gym memberships over the years, but I was more of the like buy the membership at the start of the year and then don't use it. But probably a lot of the outdoor stuff. I've been hunting and fishing and hiking, my whole life. So I was big into backpacking for a while, and now I do some trail running. And, the last 10 or 15 years, it's been jogging for me. And I'd love to, I always try to every week be like, okay, I'm going to get my 4 days of running in somehow. And sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't. But that's pretty much the deal.
And do you offer runs for a reason? Are you training for something? Are you training for like a marathon or anything like that? Or are you just jogging for fun?
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to touch on was actually the thing that you do day to day, like your job. I think is pretty interesting. I think the listeners wouldn't mind hearing a little bit about what you do for a living.
So I do. Right now I'm doing some. Like I'm a fisheries biologist, so I'm outdoors a lot. And, any given day I work, I do salmon restoration. So salmon are a big thing around here, but
yeah, because you don't have like an office job, right? Your office is the parks and nature, right?
Yeah, I do have a physical office that I go to, and it's, I always say I do 50-50, as far as 50% office time, 50% of the field, but really I make it more field.
So would you say your hours are pretty regular though? Do you go start, you have a regular start time and a regular finish time?
Typically I do have a, 9 to 5 sort of deal, but I do a lot of evening meetings and some weekends, but
not only do you do that, but you actually also do something else. Would you mind sharing?
Yep, the Wet Fly Swing fly fishing podcast. Yeah, and that's definitely, I've found a passion there, and it's going great. Yeah, I'm at episode, I'm in the 20s now, so I'm close to 6 months, and if not more.
Okay. Well, You know, we kind of chatted about this in one of our mastermind meetings, doing this 12-week coaching call, and you had agreed to do it, which you know, I'm thankful for. But like, what made you want to go ahead and do this with me?
I've had this little thing. I mean, my history, I actually chewed tobacco for quite a few years, which is kind of crazy to think about, but I quit about 6 years ago. And I think because of that, I've got some ailments, some other ailments, things like that. But yeah, so I kind of have a little bit of heartburn, and that's one thing that's kind of, if I said had to say my one nagging thing, it's this heartburn that's come back when I had when I that's actually kind of part of what me quitting chewing originally, and my kids being born and stuff. But so yeah, that heartburn thing has kind of come back, and I'm trying to, and I know that physical activity and just being good to your body helps that. So I'm hoping that's one big thing that maybe getting into this regimen can, you know, just the physical activity can help that. But yeah, just feeling good. I know that I'm gonna feel better every day if I'm working, out and active, whatever that is. It's a no-brainer, right? I mean, I'm 43, so it's crazy to think that, you know, 50 is right there, but you know, it is, and I want to be a good, strong 50-year-old.
Okay, so you mentioned being a good, strong 50-year-old, or and the heartburn. So would you say that those are the goals that you're working towards? Relieving your heartburn, being strong? Like, would you say that those are your two main goals that you have in mind over the next 12 weeks?
Yeah, just building a yep, the goal and having some sort of a format and to move forward to stay active. Yeah, ultimately, and it all goes back to, you know, we're all going to live longer if we stay physically active. There's no question about that. So yeah, but I think that is pretty much it.
Okay, and for you, how would you measure success? At the end of the 12 weeks, or let's say at the end of the year, you would say, okay, you know what, Dave? I'm physically fit. I'm healthy because of dot dot dot.
You know, I'm not expecting you to cure my heartburn or anything like that, but you know, I think success would be if I come out of this and I have a good feel for maybe a new program or some new things that I can do to, you know, build into my activities that are not just running, because right now it's just kind of the running. And I know that obviously success, but for me, would be just coming out and having some sort of a plan and feeling like I was successful following your guidance.
Touching on that plan, the way I like to, I guess, a program and approach things is, what are we planning for exactly? Right?
What are we planning for?
Yeah, so I have an idea of, you want to be strong, you want to be healthy, you want to be more fit, but I don't feel like I don't have anything concrete or specific that you want to work on. So I get an idea, you like trail running. You like doing things outdoors. You want to have some sort of plan, but I'm not sure what that plan is for, though. You're just looking just to have different ideas to work out every day, or the way the Remix My Fitness philosophy works is, we need to have some sort of measurement. That's the first pillar of the plan here, which is, we want to be able to measure something, and then after, at the end of it, be able to measure that again and say, okay, we've made improvements, or we haven't made any improvements. Number two is to find something challenging for you, or it has to be challenging, otherwise you won't change. And the third pillar, and I think the most important pillar, which is the fun factor. It has to be fun for you to do, right? You can't, you mentioned you've joined a gym at the beginning of the year a couple times. There must have been a reason why you never went or canceled your membership. I'm gonna guess it probably wasn't fun for you. So those are the three things. So yeah, Dave, what are we planning for?
So I guess the first one was thinking of or what was it, specific? Or no,
Measurements.
it was measurable. Yeah, I was thinking of the SMART goals, specific, measurable, whatever the SMART goals are. But yeah,
I'm not
so
smart enough to know those.
measurable, yeah, totally. But yeah, what would be measurable? I mean, I don't even know. I guess that's the question. I was kind of thinking maybe you might be able to tell me what people, you know, kind of typically measure. I mean, I can't measure my health necessarily. I mean, obviously the heartburn thing, if that was something that could be gone, and that, you know, just being active, maybe just staying active 4 days a week for 12 weeks takes that away, and doing other, you know, other good stuff. I don't know. I mean, I haven't really, can't say I've done that every week, but maybe that's all it takes. So that would be measurable if at 12 weeks that's gone and I'm feeling better. I mean, how else do we measure? Well, yeah. You know, you measure it just on a plan. You know, I can say, okay, if I'm 12 weeks, if I'm going to go do something 4 or 5 days a week, I could measure that and then say, okay, out of the, you know, 4 times 12, whatever, 50 days, how many, what percentage did I go on? If I could say 100% or something like that, then that's measurable. That would be success.
For sure. And it would also have to still follow the other two pillars, right? Which is, it has to be challenging and it has to be fun. Because what's the point of us doing something that we're going to measure, and then you just absolutely just hate it, kicking and screaming, just like, oh man, I can't do these trail runs anymore. Like, it's just, you know, I absolutely just hate it. So I think that is our first little mission here for us, which is to find something that we can measure your success on, or at least have like a base measurement of anything. So some things that people use, or the most common thing that people use, is they use their weight or they use their body fat percentage as a type of measurement, right? Gotcha. So it, that to me is not my favorite measurement to use, but it is the most popular one.
I don't think, sorry to interrupt, but I don't think about that much with me, just because I'm a pretty skinny, weight's never been my issue. You know, probably more of my issue is wanting to keep more weight on. You know, I'm 6 foot and 170 or whatever, and I've been that weight since almost high school, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty, weight's never a problem for me. Actually, putting more weight on might be, you know, or getting more muscle sort of thing. But yeah, I hear you.
Okay. And then another type of measurement that people use will be some sort of, some sort of like strength measurement. So for example, I'll just use the weight room for example. So you're doing a bench press of like 100 pounds. Gotcha. And you want to get to 150 pounds. Like that's another type of measurement. Or even like a trail run. You run this trail and you run it maybe in 10 minutes, but you would like to kind of shave off a couple more, like 9 minutes. Those are other challenges that
would be more of my thing. Like I would, you know, you're not a trail runner or you're not a running planner or whatever. But yeah, if I was, that would be something where I'd be like, okay, I want to run this marathon and I need to, whatever. Yeah, get up, build up. But that's not really where I'm at either now, I guess.
All right. Well, that's something that we're going to figure out. Because before we can design any plan, it's really important to know where we're going first. And if we don't know where we're going, then it's hard to plan. But why don't we work this out right now so we can devise some action steps. Right. So you enjoy trail running, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And you... Would you be interested in doing another marathon or half marathon, or would you be interested in doing like a trail run?
Yeah, I would be interested in doing probably the next step would be to get back to that half marathon thing.
So let's say hypothetically we decide to do like a half marathon, or we do a trail run or something along the lines of that. How many days would you be able to commit to training? Like you really like, just if it's like once a week, you could say like, I know I can get out there once a week, or if it's twice a week, what do you think?
Yeah, I think probably, I mean, I always like to look at that 4 day a week. I sometimes make it, sometimes don't. So 4 days a week, I could probably for sure do 3 days a week.
Okay.
You know, every week. But 4 days, I always kind of like to shoot for that. But yeah, I guess I could probably say for sure I could do 3 days a week.
Okay, so let me just do a quick rundown here. So for breakfast, you're usually water and coffee, and you're out the door, or you're already out the door, and those are the things you pick up.
Pretty much.
And then for lunch, you're doing some sort of salad or sandwich that you pack or that you purchase.
Usually pack, and salads aren't all. Yeah, I guess I do. So it's probably more sandwiches, but and. Some side stuff, but yeah, I usually pack it. Sometimes I grab it if I'm out there.
Okay. And then for dinner, it's usually your partner or yourself prepping like a meal, and you guys are not particularly like a greasy type. fan.
Yeah, exactly.
You're more of an IPA fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then would you say like your weekends generally look the same too, or is there a little bit more is there a difference at all?
Yeah, there's difference. I mean, weekends I'm, you know, when I'm with the family, we're eating, I'm probably eating better, eating.
It's interesting. So you feel like you eat better on the weekends than you do on the weekdays?
Pretty much. I mean, whenever I'm around Megan, I eat better. Mm. That's the bottom line. If I'm around the kids and we're making food because we're making food for the kids, and yeah, we're eating better.
And would you say the kids generally eat the same things that you guys eat, or the kids eat something different and the adults eat something different?
They usually eat the same thing, although June is going through. She was having some allergies, so we've got her on a like no dairy, no gluten, no three other things. So we're trying that thing. But yeah, typically they eat the same thing.
Okay. So I have an idea of what your nutritional breakdown is. So in terms of like nutrition and food and diet and all that stuff, I actually don't really touch on that for at least a couple weeks.
Sure.
I just find getting like more active and kind of building a goal, a destination of where we want to go in the next 12 weeks is a little bit more important. And once we know where we're going, you know, nutrition and the whole exercise plan, they kind of fall into place after. So let me ask you something. So now that it's been creeping in the back of your mind for a couple minutes here, like how do you feel about entering another half marathon, or how do you feel about doing like a trail run? Does that like excite you at all? Or
it's great. I know it's going to be a lot of work, and I could, I could pull muscle, and I probably will do something like that along the way. But
I hope not.
Yeah, but it feels great. I love, like I said, I love getting on the trail. I mean, if I had to choose one thing I could do, it would be throw on my, my running shoes and hop on a trail along the river and run, run a few miles for sure.
Okay.
I mean, so, I've done it before, so I know what to expect too.
Yeah, you have an idea, but now perhaps the mindset would change a little bit, where you want to now improve on something that you've done previously.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
So, how about this, Dave? As your kind of first little mission here, I'm going to ask you to look up some possible upcoming races that are coming up. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a benchmark physical test that I give people. Perfect. To do. And it'll just, I've done this with I think about like 1,000,
oh, wow.
Over 1,000 people. So I have an idea of a good idea of what, where people are once I get that sheet back. So your first action step would be to go out and research to see if there's something that you can do, trail run or half marathon or anything like that. The second would be to do this benchmark test. And the third, there's a third measurement that I would like to do. I did mention that it wasn't my favorite thing, but it again gives us like another thing to look at, which is at your weight as well.
Yeah.
Do you have access to like a scale?
I can find a scale.
Yeah, just, and if you can find a scale that you can get access to generally, and if we can weigh ourselves, if at all possible, as much as possible, like the same day in the week, the same general time period, just so that we can keep it as consistent as possible. But I mean, if of course things happen, you can't do it on like the Wednesday at 12 o'clock that you've been consistently doing that. Like, no big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
No. Find races, do the physical tests, and get my weight. I think I can handle that. And then, are we going to like check back? How is the checkup?
Yeah. So we'll check back once a week. And I mean, you can contact me anytime through email or I think we would talk a lot through Facebook. So
yeah
through Facebook, if you have any questions. Yeah. And yeah, pretty much you have access to me anytime for the next 12 weeks and anything in regards to like fitness and health. And every week we'll kind of start to hone in on the different things and work through any ups and downs, hopefully more ups than downs. And there'll be like little side challenges that they'll be giving you as well to do. So kind of keep things fresh and keep things new. And we'll start to look at nutrition and other things along the way.
Okay. But, so we'll check back in 1 week and then every week. And then for everybody, that's, you know, somebody heard this story now, they would be able to, in 12 weeks, come back and listen to how it all went down.
Exactly, exactly. And they'll be able to follow your journey on, actually, I'm going to put you on the spot here, but follow your journey on the Facebook community that I have. Yeah, so we have the Remix My Fitness community Facebook group. And that's a closed group. So anybody, if you're interested in joining, just search Remix My Fitness community on Facebook, and we should pop up. Ask to join, and yeah, you can follow Dave's journey there and see how he's doing. So now that we've kind of done like a very basic goal setting, what do you think it will be like one of your biggest struggles to get your training in, or to even like start looking stuff up? Do you foresee anything?
But yeah, I don't foresee too many problems. Just like maybe just the time.
Just the time. Okay, and that's something that we'll figure out together.
Uh huh.
Okay. So look, Dave, I think we got a lot of really good stuff here. Just watch out for my email with the physical test, and it shouldn't take you more than, I think no more than like 12-15 minutes to complete. Oh, so hopefully you can find like 12-15 minutes in your day to do that. So
totally.
So yeah. So we'll check in with you next week, and hopefully by next week you'll say like, hey, I've signed up for this thing, and we can kind of go from there. We can figure out like a training regimen for that.
Gotcha.
That sound good?
Feels good. I'm already feeling like after going through some of this stuff, you know, it definitely brought up things that I wasn't thinking about. So I think this is a great start to the program, and yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay, sweet. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to doing this with you, Dave. And thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story with us for the next 12 weeks.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
All right. See ya.
Bye. I want to thank Dave for coming on the show and putting himself on the line like this. It's going to be a fun 12 weeks. So there's one thing about Dave that he doesn't mention here, and that I forgot to mention, which is that Dave is actually our most active member in the Remix My Fitness community group page that we have. You can join that by visiting Facebook and putting in Remix My Fitness community group, and we should pop up. You can meet Dave. You can encourage Dave along his journey. I'm sure he would love that. And yeah, I'm there. I'll be there to answer any questions, and I put up some live chats every week. And yeah, we have a really good time. So don't be shy. Come on by the Remix My Fitness community group and come say hello. I don't bite. And that's it for the Remix My Fitness podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you liked today's episode, or if you liked the episode from Monday, please share with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers, with your dog, with your cat, anybody that'd be willing to listen. If you liked the show, if you didn't like the show, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. There are a couple different ways you can get in touch with me. I'm on the Facebook Remix My Fitness community group. I'm an active member there. You can grab me on Instagram at Remix My Fitness. And if you want to be personal, send me an email. You can send that over to Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at remixmyfitness.com. And that's Jimmy at remixmyfitness.com. So that's a wrap for us today. Until next time, peace.